think the main thing is just think I could just hold down the middle of the defense and be stout in the middle and make some plays as well, make the plays that come my way. And also just show them, you know, overall that, you know, I'm ready to be the player that they want me to be. I think that was my goal overall.
Are you gelling better, would you say, with this coaching staff and maybe how things went towards the end of last year?
I would say so. I would think that, you know, I probably fit their scheme, you know, the way they want me to fit it, was just being able to get up, fit, and make plays.
How have you fit with Coach Kolar? We can kind of hear him sometimes.
Oh, man, he a great guy, though. But like, the biggest thing about him, man, if you give him all he got, he's pretty laid-back type of guy. He really just want guys that work, you know, and go out there and make plays that he expect that from us.
Do you feel like you've gotten better under Bill's tutelage so far?
I think, you know, my game has definitely changed a lot, and it definitely brought the best out of me so far.
How are you better right now than you were like a year ago at this time?
I think the main thing is just changing the schemes. Me, you know, instead of two gap, and we only playing one gap defense, so it's just all about getting up fit and making plays in your gap, you know, and if you can help in the other gap, great. But if not, maintaining your own gap is the main thing here.
You're comfortable, that's kind of more what you were used to?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say, you know, it's kind of helped me a lot, you know. Obviously, you know, being able to just play your own gap allow you to make more plays in two gap.
In terms of getting some cohesion on the line, Antonio missed OTAs. You know that Derek's going to be suspended. Has it been tough? Malik gets banged up to come together as a group? Or
I mean, you know, not really, because, like I said, this is kind of something that we expect. You know, we got guys that, you know, Vance, for one, play all over the line. I mean, he can play every position, so that kind of helps us out a lot, you know, and kind of balancing it out. You know, we had 10 guys before the injuries. So, you know, you only got three guys at a time, so that still leave you. If you lose, you know, three guys, you still got, you know, a good rotation going on. So we're able to keep the same rotation and you know, like I said, we able to get a lot more looks. You know, if we lose a guy, they give another guy an opportunity to get more looks.
What have you seen from Kilgo so far?
Oh, man, he's a very strong guy. You know, like I said, I like him a lot. And the thing I like most about Kilgo, man, is the fact that he's willing to go out there and learn that every day. And you can see him getting better every day. Every day he go out there, he's getting better and better. So, you know, that's all you can expect from a young guy.
Are you guys talking with any of the O-linemen yet? Are you trying to coach them up, or have you not hit that point at camp yet?
We ain't reached that point, man. We still battling, just trying to, you know, get the upper hand every day. We trying to dominate every day, and they trying to dominate every day. So we really haven't, you know, worked with each other yet.
Are there hands where they need to be, do you think, early on, just going against you? They fighting against you well, would you say, the linemen?
Oh, they looking good? Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they definitely got a good group of guys over there, you know. A lot of people say we young on offensive line, defensive line, but I think overall we're working pretty good on both sides of the ball.
You know, with that being said, full pads tomorrow, do you feel like that's an opportunity for you to really unleash yourself?
I mean, we was full pads today up front. I mean, every day for O-line, you know what I mean? Really, pads really don't affect us much, because, I mean, as long as you're using your hands, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. Use your hands and make plays. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. Obviously, you get a little more physical in the double team and stuff like that, but not a lot. Especially full pads really don't affect us at all. As long as we got on shells, we're pretty good.
Sly, yesterday TJ said he wants secondary to lead the league in interceptions and whatnot. Do you have any personal goals for the defensive line?
Oh, no, we ain't really setting up personal goals, man. We just want to go out there and dominate every game. We don't really got no personal goals. If we can go out there and be good against the run, get sacks, and, you know, win the game, we'll be cool with that.
When they talk about stopping the run this year, I mean, Terrence was obviously great. Do they talk to you specifically about that?
They don't single me out at all. They talk to more of the whole defensive line, really the front seven in general. We just talk, you know, about that in general. I mean, we really going to do this. You know, Terrence was a great player and a guy we're really going to miss, but we all going to step up and fill the holes that we need to fill.
All right. Danny, last one, please.
Danny and Brandon have been kind of in and out most of camp. How big are they for you guys, protecting you guys from
D-line? Oh, man, they're huge, man, because obviously, you know, both of those guys are definitely in my eyes Pro Bowl-type players, you know. But we got guys, Ty Davis, Steven Johnson, you know, those guys are definitely ready to step up, you know, if anything would happen. But, you know, we got a great group of linebackers, especially, you know, with, like you said, Danny and B-Mar. So those guys are great players. So if we can get those guys back healthy, we'll be pretty good.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks.